Now, some advantages, particularly to this age, are not to be denied. Boredom seems to have been vanquished. There is always something to do. But hasn't this translated into a perpetual distraction in our lives? In the bathroom, at the dinner table, in the back seat, at a wedding, at a bris, at a graduation day. There's always something to check, something to tweet, something to watch, something to download, something to play, something to share, something to buy, something on a voicemail, something to yank at our attention span, and it's all in the palm of our hand for a small monthly service fee. That same technology has allowed for a surplus of celebrities, and that is nothing to cheer about. Anyone. Although that's Sam Suey, he rocks. Anyone can enjoy the perks of notoriety now, and the duration of fame has been lengthened from Andy Warhol's brief 15 minutes to a good 15 months, if you're willing to do certain things on camera. Though Orwellian language is often the vocabulary of official news speak, his boogeyman that was the all-seeing Big Brother has never emerged, unless you live in North Korea, or run a red light in Beverly Hills, or shop online, or have done something stupid in the wrong place at the wrong time in front of someone with a camera and their cell phone, and that is everybody. So, pardon my junior college Latin, the vulgus populi has become the all-seeing state, and if you cross it, Google search will forever display your screw-up.